This question, can I ask one question from class the other evening which came up? You mentioned that verse, Tasmat Sali Shikali Shu Mamanu Smriya Dija, and where Krishna says that one should fight and at the same time think of me in the form of Krishna. So many years ago, the question was often asked to Bhagavan, Srila Gurudev, why is it that sometimes the question we asked was, why is it sometimes we're supposed to think of Krishna when we go out and do our service, but when I go out and do my service, then I only think of my service, selling paintings or whatever like that. And then Bhagavan would quote Srila Prabhupada, and he would say, well, Srila Prabhupada said that thinking of your service is the same as thinking of Krishna. Like, if you're thinking about selling paintings for Krishna, then it's the same as thinking of Krishna, because you're thinking of your service to Krishna. And then he added something extra, saying, he said, do you think that Arjuna was thinking of Krishna when he was in the middle of the fight? But then it seems that Krishna actually tells Arjuna, he says, carry out your duty fighting, but at the same time, think of me in the form of Krishna. So what is the correct understanding of that?
Is that a question? I cannot understand.
Oh, sorry. Is it that thinking of the service is the same, or is it that we think of Krishna as at the same time as doing the service?
Service is for Krishna, not for any other else,
no.
Any other person,
no.
Only Krishna service. So when you are engaged in service, you must think of Krishna, because Krishna's service. I am his servant, and I am doing his service under the direction of his beloved, intimate, associate, my spiritual master, you know?
Yes.
For Krishna. So that is thinking of Krishna, remembering Krishna. Yes. What is that?
But the question was raised in relationship to selling paintings, and devotees are saying, all I can think about is selling paintings. And he's saying, well, that's the same.
Yes, well, selling paintings for...
This for Krishna.
Earning money for Krishna service. That is Krishna service. Thinking of Krishna service means thinking of Krishna. Service is related to Krishna. And every service, every action should be for Krishna. That's the one thing. No other action is there, work is there. Only work that is related to Krishna is bhakti. You understand this? And all work should be done for Krishna service. Also related to Krishna. That we are taught by our spiritual master. That means always in Krishna consciousness. Every moment. One is in Krishna consciousness, thereby he'll be in Krishna consciousness. Always thinking of Krishna, engaging oneself in the service of Krishna means he's in Krishna consciousness. He's thinking of Krishna.
So, for example, in the case where one's a manager, say one's a temple president or something, and all the time you're caught up in management, is it that to remain Krishna conscious, then you have to understand I'm doing this for Krishna at the same time as you're doing it. Not just
I am managing Krishna's temple. Yes.
Not just that you just become absorbed in the affairs of management, but then you don't think I'm doing this for Krishna. You just get absorbed in the management. That's not the same.
Management means what? Management of Krishna's temple. I am Krishna's servant. Krishna has entrusted me in this duty, managing his temple. So I am managing. That is Krishna consciousness.
Because for a long time there was like misconception about this, that point. I had big misconception about that point previously. And also, I was thinking over the last few days, because several times some question has arisen in my mind or something, and then it seems to have been answered without me asking it. And there's different things like that. And even the other day, yesterday, Atmaramparu was preaching to someone, and he said, "So just come to our Gurudev's class, and you sit there." And he said that actually you don't even have to ask questions. said you sit there and then your question will be answered. You don't even have to ask it. So I've been thinking recently about in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which describes how the spiritual master is a manifestation of the Paramatma. And I can, in one sense I can understand it, but I can't quite grasp how that is so, how that happens, how the spiritual master is a manifestation of super soul.
Yes, that is in the Shastra. Must accept Shastra injunctions.
Yeah, I can't quite understand it though. I'll accept it, but I can't quite understand
it. That's in Kathopanishad. Namatma pravatana labhyo na medhaya na mauna sutiyana. Jambaisarunti tena labhyastasi satma vibhunti tana swang. This is in Kathopanishad. Kathopanishad says, you cannot understand this Paramatma Tattva by dint of your own knowledge, merit, intelligence, whatever may be, wisdom, no, or by listening to pravachanas, speeches, delivered by karmi, jnani, yogi, pandits, jnani. You can't understand. Only you can understand that Paramatma Tattva, when that Paramatma, who is in the heart, will manifest his form, body, assume a body, and come before you, or you will go before him, or appear will appear here in this material world to teach his own tattva, speak about it. Then you can understand. Otherwise you cannot understand. And that Chaita Guru or Paramatma manifests himself before such a person who is very, very eager to know this. Who is very, very eager. You understand? Who is always thinking of seriously, very deeply into this matter. How can I know this tattva, understand it? So, Paramatma is in heart, he can understand, yes, now he is very serious. Serious of thinking of it, to know my tattva, know me. So out of his causeless mercy, he manifests himself, assuming the body. So he is guru, spiritual master.
So the spiritual master is jiva, but then because he's completely surrendered to Krishna, then he's completely under the control of Paramatma. I don't understand how that works exactly.
You see, spiritual master is, we say, sakshat dharitya na samasta sastri, uttastadhapatyatayivasadhi, in Guru Vastava. Sakshat Hari, he is as good as Lord Hari, isn't it? He is Bhagavan, as good as Bhagavan. But he is sevaka Bhagavan. Asra Vigraha Bhagavan. And Krishna is the only Vishva Vigraha Bhagavan, Sevya Bhagavan. You understand? Vishva Vigraha. Sevya, who is to be served. Sevya. But Gurudev is Bhagavan. He is in the same level with Krishna. Because he is very intimate to Krishna. But he is the servitor of Krishna. He is servitor Bhagavan. Sevaka Bhagavan. You understand? So, he may be jiva, whatever is that. So jiva, but empowered.
Yes.
Satyavesh.
Yes.
You understand? He is not ordinary jiva. You understand? He is not ordinary jiva. Even he is one sense greater than Krishna. Greater than Krishna. Krishna samya aitya hoi bada bhakta pada. If you become his pure devotee, very intimate devotee, Krishna will make you greater than he. Yes. Like that. Why shall we think of his jiva? Or whatever, he'll let me jiva. But he's a greater jiva.
Yes.
Krishna is also a jiva, but supreme jiva.
Yes.
Param jiva.
Yes.
And spiritual master is special jiva.
Yes.
Not ordinary jiva. Extraordinary.
Yes.
He's always in transcendental position platform, not in material platform. Though apparently he is here, but he is not here. Like that. You understand?
Yes. So you're saying he's greater than Krishna? Is one way he's greater if he's more merciful than Krishna? One way he's greater than Krishna is he's more merciful?
Yes.
He's more merciful.
Greater than Krishna. Krishna makes him greater.
Yes.
But he's servitor of Krishna. He is not Krishna as a Sevya Vigraha or Vesha Vigraha. He is Asra Vigraha, Sevaka Bhagavaha, servitor Krishna Bhagavaha. This is Vaishnava philosophy. But this Mayavadi philosophy, they say, he is Krishna. But that's not Vaishnava philosophy.
The spiritual master is more merciful than Krishna.
More merciful than Krishna, yes. More merciful than Krishna.
Is that because the Paramatma won't give you the information directly, so the spiritual master will give you?
When he assumes the body of spiritual master, he gives that instruction.
So he's more merciful in that way?
Very merciful. More merciful. Yes.
I was listening to the tape again of the initiation, one initiation lecture again, and in that you were saying that when one takes initiation and you take Harinam, then you said that even if one thinks of sinful activity, then one goes to hell.
Thinks of.
Even thinks of it, he said.
That's aparad. Yes, that's aparad, offense. While you are chanting the beads, you should concentrate your mind in the form, transcendental form of Krishna. Or sound vibration. When by constant chanting, you make some advancement, your heart is purified, you can see the form while chanting. But if not seen, then that means there is some impurities in your heart, some offenses are there. Then that will be purified. You can see the form. But at that stage, you should concentrate on the transcendental sound vibration. Or chant before the deity. Look at the deity. Deity form of Krishna.
Yes.
Picture. Just concentrate. That is our nama aparad. If you don't concentrate, the chanting with the beads and things in mind is of somewhere else. So that is a path.
Yes.
That is Vikhyap Dosh. Ninth aparad. Vikhyap Dosh. Anavatha.
You, in that regard, you're also saying obsolescence of mind.
Obsolescence.
Where the mind
is. Obsolescence of mind.
So, that doesn't. When you said that if one thinks of sinful life, that means while you're chanting Hare Krishna. Because many times the mind thinks, this thing comes in the mind anyway.
The mind is so eager.
Yeah.
So, you have to drag it.
Kick it out.
That is said in 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Yadatva nischalati mana chanchalam astiram tadatva nyamim etat vasam nayat. In 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita it doesn't say. Mind is so fickle, frequently goes out.
Yes.
So it is your duty, you are not mind, you are the master of the mind, above mind. In the parama manasa parabuddhi javidhetu paratasa. So above mind is intelligence, above intelligence you are. So, mind is your servant, you are the master of mind. So, your duty is to drag that wicked mind, fickle mind, and concentrate, fix it. Thus, this thing will go on. Understand? Detachment. Like that.
So, one thing I never understood. When the spiritual master gives initiation to the disciple of Harinam, then he's given beads. And the spiritual master chants on the beads first. I don't really understand the significance of why that happens, where the spiritual master chants on the beads and then gives the beads. Is it that everything we have is offered to Krishna or the spiritual master first? Is that why we have from the, is that the reason?
Yes, through spiritual master you'll go to the Lord, not direct. When spiritual master chants on the beads, it infuses shakti, potency there. So when you chant with that bead, that potency will act. That will help you. Train this path of spiritualism or path of devotion. You understand? That is, you are chanting Harinam under the guidance of bona fide spiritual master. So that vibration, sound vibration, goes to Krishna. And Krishna is responding thereby. Otherwise that cannot take place.
Because also previously you mentioned that without a bona fide spiritual master you can go to a certain level, but you can't attain prema.
No.
So is it that you were saying that one can come to the stage of Namabhas?
Where you're clearing? At best, as Adamido attained that stage, Namabhas. So he got liberation. The sinful reactions are destroyed, he got liberation. Then he associated with the sadhus. He didn't die. His life, span of life, duration of life is announced. So in Haridwar, went to Haridwar, and there he associated with sadhus. Just practiced the devotional sadhus. Then he went to Vaikuntha. Like that. Human, one man, attain that stage without accepting any guru, that Namabhas stage, that cannot attain prema. No. That may be done.
Prema is only available through the scriptures.
Prema only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives. And one who is dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaura Piyajana. Devotee of Gauranga, then he can be. Nobody else can be.
So, Gurudev, slightly other point. I was reading one place where Srila Prabhupada said, I think it was in a letter, and he was saying to one disciple that even if you think in ISKCON there are so many pseudo-devotees, he said, then at least you can always associate with your spiritual master, at least you can do that. So it seems, you explained the other day there's different relationships between devotees, your god-brothers, and also one's own god-brothers, whatever like that. But sometimes, especially myself, I tend to be a little shy. So I find it difficult to associate nicely with some... Like here, I'm finding it a little difficult to associate with some of the devotees here. Which can make things very difficult. What could one do about that? How could one alter? Because in one sense, it's like my conditioning that I find difficult in the beginning to associate with people. But at the same time, I think, right, I should be associating nicely, but don't seem to be able to.
You see, that's the weakness of the mind. You understand?
Yes.
That's the weakness of the mind. Mahaprabhu has taught us two things. That your dealings will be pleasing. Prithipurna vyavahar. Dealings will be very pleasing. And yuktipurna kotha. And your speech, whatever you speak, must be very logical, basing on sastric injunctions, or teachings of previous acharyas, correct philosophy. These two things. Mahaprabhu was doing that thing. Even he dealt very pleasingly with Keshav Kashmiri. You see? And then he defeated him. You see? By strong argument, quotation. Similarly, he also dealt very pleasingly with Kaji. Then he defeated a strong logic, argument, basing on Shastra. That good. He also dealt very pleasingly with Sarvabodhacharya, paid him respect. And acted as if, acted as a student, very humble, listening to Vedanta Sutra. But he defeated him. Isn't it? This is most important thing. Dealing should be pleasing. But your statements, words, should be very logical and sastric in some sense.
Yes.
Two things he has taught us. So why don't you deal with others with pleasure? With pleasure. But harm.
There's no harm.
It's better.
Yes.
Thereby, we'll conquer the heart of others.
There is some shyness there. Sometimes there is shyness there. Sometimes I'd like to say things, but I can't.
Shyness.
This is...
Overcome it.
How? How do I overcome that?
Overcome it. Don't shy.
That's one very great difficulty I have with associating. I'm very shy, you see.
You know it, that's my weakness.
I know.
So you should overcome it. Overcome it. Can you overcome?
Also, again on the same point.
And another thing, that when intimacy will be, there will be intimacy, so there will be no shyness. No intimacy, some shyness must be, will be there. It is a question of intimacy. Understand? And love. Shyness is a good thing. It is a good quality. And a good quality of the woman. Love child. Good quality of the woman. Men. You develop just please nicely, talk nicely, pleasing words. Develop intimacy.
As you're saying, when I'm close to someone and I have friends, then there's no shyness. But it's just like when I come to a new situation like here. And I find it difficult.
That's quite natural. That's quite natural. So, you don't know the person, so shyness will be natural. But when you know, then that's when no shyness. Now you know, understand, this is that what is what, who is who. Then why shyness? Develop intimacy.
So I was wondering, I was feeling that sometimes it gets in the way. Like when if there's devotees there that I don't know very well, and then it gets in the way with associating with them, my shyness gets in the way, so I can't associate properly. But I was wondering if sometime when they feel it may just be a desire for pratishtha, it may be like that. That why is it that people, you know, because I can't talk nicely, then people don't like me very much. So I want everyone to like me. This is pratishtha.
If you have that desire, pratishtha, that will not good.
No.
That's a very bad thing. Vaishnava pratishtha, Guru Vishta. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, a nasty thing. But if in your heart there is no such ambition, other may think like that, but we should not be blamed. I mean, that is not our fault. We have no such desire. One may think like that. That is his mistaken thinking. But Krishna knows what is in our heart.
I was thinking, if one desires to be liked by the devotees, is that pratishtha or is that...
What do you say?
If one is desiring to be liked by the devotees,
liked by
that everyone, I want everyone, all the devotees to like me very much, then is that Is that pratishtha? Is that desire for name and fame?
Yes. Let all like me. Why, sir? One thing like that. Let me be liked by Krishna.
Yes.
Then all will naturally like you. Love you. Don't desire that I should be liked by one and all. Let me be liked by Krishna. Just think of that thing. So automatically all will like you. Don't cherish that desire. If someone may like me, someone may not like me, but I am not concerned with it. I'm only concerned with Krishna's service. Whatever my new Maharaj has said, I must do it.
Yes.
I must obey his instructions very strictly, letter by letter, and obey it and execute it. And thereby please Krishna. And one may like or may not like, I am not concerned. My concern is Krishna's service. Let Krishna like me, appreciate my service. That is our concern.
Thank you. Well, so you're mentioning about the service of the spiritual master. So the spiritual master may give one instruction, and the example was given previously with the life of Srila Prabhupada. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta gave him instruction, and for 40 years or whatever, he was 30, 40 years, he was holding that instruction in his heart, desiring to do it. And then finally he came and he could do that activity, he could carry out that instruction.
Yes.
So for so long he couldn't do it. But then,
so long he was in preparatory stage, he was preparing himself.
Yes.
Yes.
So also some...
In the heart, he was preparing himself, in mind he was preparing himself. The Krishna knows, you know, now he has taken it seriously, now preparing.
Yes.
Yes, he's on the way.
Because what about if, for example, the spiritual master gives instruction and one is thinking, well, I could do it today, but then if I just think about it now, then tomorrow I may be able to do it better or something like that. Or if the spiritual master gives instruction that one should, say the spiritual master says one has to clean the temple room, for example, and then one thinks, well, to clean the temple room I should sweep it, and then also I should wash it. But then one thinks, well, today I'll sweep it, and tomorrow then maybe I'll wash some of it. Is that?
Whatever the cleaning of, sweep and wash, that's the same thing.
Yeah. I was wondering, sometimes one may put something off, the spiritual master's instruction, and he may say, well, tomorrow I'll definitely do it. And then tomorrow comes, he may do it. But the fact that he put that off when he could do it, is that also very wrong?
Carry out it immediately, as soon as possible.
Yes.
Better.
Yes.
Why making delay?
Because the mind can sometimes use that example previously as an excuse.
Yes, mind is weakened.
Yes.
Wicked mind.
Yes.
Don't rely on wicked mind. Yes. That master of the mind, not servant.
Yes. So earlier today I was thinking about Srila Prabhupada, and previously I've heard it said in Vyasa Puja offering at a different time that previously other devotees, they went to the West, like Bhan Maharaj, you're saying Bhan Maharaj and B.P. Tirtha Maharaj. So, and the devotees are saying at that time when I went to the West, in the Western world it wasn't ready for Krishna consciousness. But then when Srila Prabhupada went to the West, then there were the hippies and everyone was thinking of other things anyway, everyone was thinking of more spiritual lines. And so therefore Srila Prabhupada was successful. But I was I just wanted to check if this was correct or not. But I was thinking, as far as that's concerned, doesn't it seem in one sense that that's...
That's not a fact.
No, right. That's what I was going to say.
A Vaishnav can change the situation.
Yes.
If he's pure.
Yes.
So, potential, he can change the atmosphere. It's a question of potency.
Yes.
No, question of the situation is different. Situation will be changed.
Yes.
What is that? That's man-made.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a question of consciousness.
Mm.
When consciousness will change, the situation is changed.
Yes.
What is that?
Yes. Because the spiritual master isn't affected by external circumstance anyway.
No.
Because I was talking with Bhakti Chumaraj before I came here, and he was saying that some devotees, even though they may be following Srila Prabhupada, they don't actually understand his unique position. They just think that it was due to time and circumstance, and somehow or other it was Srila Prabhupada that did the work, and anyone could have done it. And he was saying that there. And I was thinking about today, about that point, where I've heard devotees say that, how it was just due to the circumstances that Srila Prabhupada went at the right time and things like that. I've heard that said.
That's not correct. Prabhupada is the dear Nisaman Mahaprabhu and his Gurudev, Bhakti Siddhanta.
Yes.
And his very potential.
Yes.
Krupa Shakti, the mercy of Mahaprabhu and his Guru, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati.
Yes.
By that, so much potential. So he could do this thing.
Yes.
Others were not so potential, so potent. Then, concocting something else, they're deviating instructions of their spiritual master.
Yes.
So they couldn't get mercy.
Yes.
That's a fact.
It seems that I've been in ISKCON for 6.5 years now, some time. And now I'm just, even though I've heard so many things before, which I've accepted as fact because I've heard in class and things, but now I'm discovering that a lot of them actually aren't true. But I think it's strange that for some years I've been hearing all these things and I've believed them. But it seems that...
So therefore we say, hear from a bona fide person.
Yes.
Don't hear from neophytes or those who are not fixed, those who are not correct knowledge of philosophy, those who are concocting something, and those who are speculating something. Listen to them.
It's difficult. Here it's very easy. It's very nice because all the time around you are talking, so it's no problem. But in other temples,
yes.
All the time, so many other devotees, they
other
get close.
Devotees, those who are neophytes, like neophytes, like neophytes, Kanishtha Vikari.
Yes, they make me give class sometime.
Yes, that's all they say.
So, what should one do? Because one shouldn't listen to this.
No, we may listen, but we should question.
Yes.
We should ask question for qualification. But it is dangerous for a neophyte to listen such a neophyte.
Yes.
But one who has some understanding is associated with senior, more elevated devotees and has gained some knowledge, understanding. So there is no danger for him. He can understand this devotee is a neophyte. He is speaking like that. He doesn't know such truth, sastra, tattva. So he is speaking like that. There is no danger for him. But for neophyte, it is dangerous.
But still one should go, because otherwise though it is criticized.
No,
why
must
don't go?
Why not go? Must go. Listen, he should. He is reading Prabhupada's translation purpose. That's not for us.
Yes.
Let us listen to that thing.
So when the rest comes? Because as you're saying, for neophyte, he can't really discriminate what is correct and what isn't.
Yeah, that's what I say. It's dangerous for him. Dangerous for him. Yes, definitely.
But still,
he doesn't know.
No.
So, what to do? That devotee should pray to Krishna. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, please help me.
So one should sit in class with earphones
and
tape recorder and listen to
better? Better?
Sit in class and listen to your lecture.
Yes, better. Earphone. It's better. And you find the person who is giving class is not a bona fide authority.
Yes.
And neophyte. Just listen. Prabhupada's purpose in this. Whenever he starts speaking, and you can find that he's speaking something off. That wasn't.
Sometimes, see, the manner they have policy where practically anyone can give class.
Yeah,
practically so many people give class.
That's not good policy. One will give class, he must be a fixed devotee, senior devotee, who has some understanding of philosophy. Otherwise, why? Thereby, no good will be achieved, rather some harm.
Also, so much out of these classes, sometimes you hear some devotee gives class, and afterwards there's so much controversy and argument after the class.
Yes.
And no one knows what is the right thing. Yes, everyone is saying, maybe this and
what
this.
Is the only confusion.
Yes.
Only confusion. Why such thing? Not good.
Yes. So sometimes when certain devotees give class and one knows, they say things which aren't so. But then sometimes one doesn't go to class, but then people criticize, why you should go to class in here.
That's because of, then a neophyte devotee will never attend class, so he's not teaching, why shall I attend?
Yes.
That's Shrunkala, that's a principle, that's a principle. Sadhana Bhakti, principle of Sadhana Bhakti. So we must follow it. But we should act in this way. Listen to Prabhupada's purpose, transcendental purpose. And first we'll listen what he speaks, and find, I speak something else. Better to listen that.
Because you can get earphones that people can't see, just thin cord.
Some more will notice this thing.
Yeah.
No need, all are looking at difficulties then. I had also that experience I have. That experience I have.
You've heard this. Also, one time, this one Gaudiya Math Sannyasi in London, Parabrajak Swami, and one time he went to the manor, and there's, even though there were two sannyasis sitting in class, but then there's one very neophyte devotee, Grihastha devotee, but very neophyte also, giving class. And this sannyasi was saying, why is he giving class? There are sannyasis here. Why is he sitting giving class? But still, all the time you see there, sannyasis, two, three sannyasis sitting in class, listening to this other thing.
Are you the one? You told me you will come here, a French devotee also.
He will come here.
He is not here yet.
From Paris?
No, I used to be in the farm, and then after we...
New
Mayapur, yes. And then after we tried to create a community in the south, you know, Jayanta Creek?
Yes.
Was there also for a while?
There in France.
Pushkarakshayate. It was very nice.
go and meet President.
Yes. I'm going to take care of the rickshaw.
All right, okay.
Thank you.